This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As Wisconsin's coronavirus crisis deepens, medical professionals and public health departments are playing an even bigger role. That's true at school districts, too. School nurses are stepping up to screen students for COVID-19 and trace possible outbreaks. Madeline Fox reports.
The fall is always one of the busier times to be a school nurse. Lots of kids who haven't been together in months sharing classrooms means a lot of colds and the seasonal flu start spreading around. Then there's logistics, like making sure kids got the vaccines they needed and getting to know new kids with chronic illnesses.
I think the common misconception is that we are just handing out Band-Aids, and that's not the case.
That's Bria Sanders, a nurse for the Whitnall School District.
There's a lot of case management and a lot of supporting students to remain in school that have chronic health conditions.
Sanders is the only nurse in a school district of about 2,400 kids, though a number of health aides also help out. As school district budgets have tightened over the last decade, some Wisconsin school districts have cut their nurses' hours or removed those positions entirely. And the ones remaining have now faced a fall that's busier than most.
Hi, this is Bria Sanders, district nurse for the Whitnall School District. This call is to notify you that your child has been identified as a close contact with a person in our district who has been...
Sanders shared a recording of one of her new tasks. She's helping to contact positive cases in her school district and checking if those kids are quarantining at home. In the 2019-2020 school year, about 300 of the state's 421 school districts had nurses, according to data from the Department of Public Instruction. There were a few more hired by regional school cooperatives to serve several districts. Not all work full-time. Sanders herself only went full-time this year.
Because of the pandemic and the added layer of contact tracing and all the needs that COVID-19 would bring with reopening schools, that was discussed about adding more hours.
Nurses this year have a new role as public health in general is being pushed to the forefront.
Making sure we're a resource for, you know, staff, students, administrators with the most up-to-date, you know, guidance coming out of the CDC, local public health, and state public health. So really being that resource and that clearinghouse for that information.
That's Elizabeth Feisthamel, or Nurse Elizabeth, to the kids at the Sun Prairie School District. Sun Prairie is all virtual, with a few small groups of kids who need extra learning support attending in person. She shares the district with one other nurse, Deborah Brown, who remembers realizing early on that COVID-19 could be bad.
It was already on our radar back in January. We were starting to develop some information that we were pushing out to our staff and to our families by early February.
Feisthamel and Brown are now handling possible cases, consulting their school district on reopening plans, and serving as that information center for parents. But the chronic side of their job, like helping kids with diabetes or epilepsy, hasn't gone away.
We still have to do things like immunization compliance and, you know, connecting with our students with chronic health conditions, making sure teachers are aware of the health needs of their students, even if they're not in person in front of them.
They want teachers to be on top of any conditions that might cause students to miss class. They're just going about it by phone or virtually. School nurses have been adapting according to needs throughout their history. Lauren Glass is the head of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's Center for Nursing History.
School nurses have had an extremely important role over time with the young people, with the kids, and help the families access resources that they need, particularly for children with disabilities.
Glass is a nurse herself and says school nurses' role has always been shifting to keep up with what kids and families require. When she was young, she got her vaccine shots in the school building. Now, nurses have added contact tracing and answering COVID questions. With COVID-19 still spreading unchecked and its long-term impacts unknown, Wisconsin school nurses will continue adapting long past this school year. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.